his mouth as well. Jeremiah has had an encounter with the living God. As I invite our worship team to come, I'd like for you to look at, back to John. John chapter 8. Jesus is speaking with some Jewish people. The Jews are accusing him of having a demon. Jesus says, I don't have a demon, but I honor the Father and you dishonor me. Oh, he's pretty strong in his words. And it goes on down to verse 53. They say, are you greater than our father Abraham, who's dead? And the prophets are dead. Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he's your God. Yet you haven't known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. And then look what he says. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad. Then the Jews said to him, you're not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus makes it absolutely clear. He says, have I met Abraham? Oh, you bet I know Abraham. I called him out of the Ur of the Chaldees. I ended up making a covenant with him. Yes, the word of God stood right before him and revealed himself to him, which is why Abraham followed me, why he was faithful, because the word of God came and the word of God spoke. And Jesus didn't say before Abraham, I was. He uses the words of Yahweh because he is Yahweh. And he says, I am. Oh. How have we missed him? How have we missed Jesus in the Old Testament? How have we missed the word of God? He's there. He's all over. Revealing himself to people because that's the heart of God, that people would know him. It's the heart of God that they would know him. In fact, John chapter 1 that we started with goes on and it says, he was in the world and the world was made through him. And the world did not know him. He came to his own and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be called children of God, to those who believe in his name. You can choose to be part of the family of God. In fact, what a privilege that the Lord reveals himself to us, that Jesus says, come. I've come throughout the Old Testament and I've come in the New. The Word became flesh and dwelt among you. I'm that Word. I'm that Word of God. If you will receive me, you can be part of my family. Have you received him? Have you become part of his family? Are you part of the family of God? I'm no longer a slave to fear. Or I don't have to be. I am a child of God. What about you that are watching today? It's the Holy Spirit tugging at your heart, saying, you need to give your life to me. I'm revealing myself to you. I'm revealing that for a reason, so that I can be part of your life as I was part of theirs. If you would like and you want to say, Jesus, I'm going to follow you. I choose to turn away from my sin. I choose to put, that's what repentance is. It is making a change, saying, I will not be part of that anymore because I'm going to follow Christ and I'm giving my life to him and no one else. I'm giving up the lordship of my life to the real Lord. to the real Lord. If you'd like to do that, I'm going to invite all of us just to close our eyes for a moment. If you'd like to, you can repeat after me. God knows our heart. He knows when we're serious and he knows when we're not. Many people have prayed a prayer, but not in their heart had they truly decided to follow Christ. God knows your heart. He knows when you're ready. He knows when you're serious. Invite you to pray after me. Dear Lord, I thank you for your revelation of who you are, that you are the Word of God, a person who came to earth, took a body of flesh, and died on the cross for my sins. You took my punishment so that I don't have to. Right now, I choose to make you my Lord. I choose to walk away from my sinful life. And I declare that you are now my Lord. Come into my life. Dwell in me now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. There are some of you that may have just now made a commitment to Christ to give your life to him. In a moment, we'll have prayer people up here to pray. I would encourage you to come and tell them what you did. Say, I gave my life to Christ. But for right now, I'd like to invite you to stand and let's worship the Lord.
I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach. It's our desire to bring the teachings of this church to others globally. If today's message has brought you closer to Jesus, we want to know. Can you send us an email to office@hopechapelhb.org? Would you consider supporting this ministry financially? You can give securely online at hopechapelhb.org/give. If a check is your preferred method, you can send a mailed check to Hope Chapel, P.O. Box 548, Huntington Beach, California, 92648. If you want to be contacted by Hope Chapel, would you consider subscribing to our weekly newsletters at hopechapelhb.org/subscribe. Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. We want to thank you once again for joining us, and God bless you.